the applications coming. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what the Biden administration is telling student loan borrowers looking for relief. This despite a ruling from a federal appeals court temporarily blocking the forgiveness program.
I will never apologize for helping working and middle-class Americans as they recover from the pandemic, especially not to the same Republicans officials who voted for a $2 trillion tax cut that mainly benefited the wealthy Americans and the biggest corporations.
The president speaking yesterday in Delaware, Republicans in six states have challenged the program. More records have been broken at our southern border. Customs and Border Protection says there were 227,000 migrant encounters in September, which is 35,000 more than last September. CBP also says over the past fiscal year, there were more than 2.3 million migrant encounters, and that doesn't include the nearly 600,000 gotaways who evaded authorities. As the weather gets colder, Russia is targeting Ukraine's critical infrastructure. Power stations and water supply systems have been vulnerable. Moscow is also continuing to attack civilians, apparently with drones from Iran.
We've seen the destruction these drones can do on a city like the capital of Kyiv. This week, dozens were fired here. And while most were shot down, those that slammed into residential areas killed a number of people and injured dozens more. This is why Ukraine is calling for more air defense systems to be delivered.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Strengthening alliances in the South Pacific. Japan and Australia have signed a new security agreement to counter China's growing influence, as China's leader is poised to receive another five-year term. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We don't know if he'll do it, but the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has subpoenaed former President Trump for testimony next month. The committee is also demanding a number of documents, including communications between the former president and members of Congress, as well as extremist groups.
In a release, the committee chairs say the action isn't unprecedented, as several presidents, including Teddy Roosevelt and Gerald Ford, testified before Congress after leaving office.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Senator Lindsey Graham, a staunch supporter of former President Trump, has his own legal issues. He's trying to avoid testifying before a special grand jury in Georgia about Mr. Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The South Carolina Republican has asked the Supreme Court to intervene.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday rejected Senator Lindsey Graham's argument that he should not need to testify before a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. Graham says he's shielded by the Constitution's speech and debate clause here when he conducts legislative investigations. But a federal judge and then the appeals court said he could still answer questions about his calls with Georgia's Secretary of State following the 2020 election, especially regarding allegations over requests to re-examine ballots or about his contact with then-President Trump's team. Graham's request for a Supreme Court injunction goes to Justice Clarence Thomas based on jurisdiction. He can act alone, ask the full court to weigh in, or ask Georgia officials to issue a response first. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The state of Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court. The state wants to keep a row of shipping containers intact at the southern border. The double-stacked containers are being used in the Yuma area to keep illegal migrants out. Earlier this week, the federal government told Arizona to remove the containers, saying they violate U.S. law. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.